I'm going to share a little bit about daily manna, the prayer that we pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, why we need to actually pray that and not just take it for granted that he's just going to do that. What's in daily manna? What's in daily bread? I was caught up in the spirit and I saw that every day God prepares. If I don't stop, I'm going to jump. I jump in. Go to Proverbs 9. See, where Jesus dwells, where your inheritance dwells, it's already been finished. See, God sat down on the seventh day after he created the world, and he sat down on the seventh day. And then we fell, man fell, so had to get back up. And he came to the cross, paid the price, went into hell in our place, was raised under the Father, and then what? Sat back down. Amen? Now he's forever seated. It doesn't like he doesn't walk around heaven. He does. That's just the position of stating that everything is accomplished now. See, when you move into the realm of the lily's grace and you move into that place, when you come into that place of grace where there is no toil, there's no spinning. Say no spinning. There's no anxiety. It's so foreign to the world system. There's no fear there. So there's no anxiety and there's no toil and there's no labor. There's no travail. It's just stillness. You know, the Bible, how many times to tell you, be still. So we go over here. Okay, I'm going to be still. I know people who practice. We're going to just sit here and we're going to be still until God shows up. Man, you're going to wait a long time. There are whole movements that teach that. Just be still and wait. I'm like, if you're going to be still, go to the place of stillness. But don't sit in the world system to try to be still. This system's full of anxiety. You're not going to be still very long. If you might get your body still, but your mind's going to, everything about, see, but when in God, everything, when you go into that garden where there's stillness and no toil, no labor, no, it's perfect. It's perfect rest. Perfect serenity. Everything is still there, including you. Your mind becomes still. Your heart, your flesh, you lie down in the garden of lilies where there's no toiling, no spinning. It's the most glorious thing ever. The only thing more glorious is the Father's love, and it prepares you so much for the Father's love because what it does, it's the epitome of rest, and it's the epitome of grace because when there's no works, grace functions the fullest when no work are present. No internal works, no external works. No internal anxiety. There's internal works, anxiety, things that we do and what's going on in our soul. When everything comes to stillness, it prepares you for the greatest amount of grace for that day. And as you receive the grace, you'll walk freely in the love of the Father. Because what the Father's looking for is the absence of works. That's why you got to be found in Christ. Amen. Go to Matthew 6 a minute. We've been all over this chapter. Lord's Prayer position. Lord's Prayer, when you pray, enter your closet. And when you shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. Say in secret. So he's wherever you're praying, you got to get to where he is. And the Father which sees you, say sees you. Now, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro all the earth. He sees, like I said this yesterday, God sees everything. It's like Adam, where are you? You didn't think God knew where Adam was? God knows where you are. Even if you pray from this position in the earth, he still knows you, but effective prayer is praying in the position where God sees you. He didn't say where God sees you. He says God sees you in that secret place. If you want to catch the eye of God, move where his eye is. Even when Solomon prayed, he said, let your ear incline to the prayers that are prayed from this temple. See, Moses went in the temple and prayed. David went in the tabernacle and prayed. Solomon went into the temple and prayed. All those are foreshadowing the heavenly tabernacle we move into to pray, and the Father sees you there. That's when you're going to catch his eye. Amen? When you catch the eye of God, see, his eye gets upon your prayer. And there is actually a scripture that's very powerful concerning the promised land. It says, the land the Lord thy God careth for. For the eyes of the Lord are upon it from the beginning of every year to the end of every year. Eye of God is on your promise. Eye of God is upon you in secret. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. So this was definite prayer designed to pray daily. Well, God will do it anyway. No, he won't do it anyway. And that's what I'm going to try to share with you. This was designed for people who move into a dependency upon God. And when I caught up in the spirit yesterday, I saw that God prepares a manna for you, specifically designed for your day. This is not the big stuff you're praying for. That's thy kingdom come, will be done. This is daily. Say daily. He knows what you're going to face in that day. He knows who you need to be connected with in that day. He knows what your body needs, what your mind needs, what your spirit needs. He knows what you need for your family. He knows what's going to happen. He knows what you need provision-wise. He knows how to have you in the right place at the right time. And there is a manna that God himself creates, just like the children of Israel. If they didn't go gather that manna, it would rot. It was only good for that day. And it was enough. Say it was enough. And I saw it. I got to call on the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord said, so many people are missing what I'm preparing for them on a daily basis. They run right past it. And he told me, you do the same thing, talking to me. And I saw that manna wasn't just provisionary manna. It was wisdom and it was favor and it was discernment and it was strength. It was so many things for the family, for your business, for ministry, things that you would face that you don't know you're facing. And God had prepared a manna, a sustenance for that day. He said, it's for those who are dependent upon me. It's for those who believe me for it. If you get it, something's going to happen for you. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth me. Say, load me with benefits. He's got some benefits for you and me. I started telling him yesterday, if you don't gather your manna, I'm going to gather it for you. But it's something you're going to have to include in your prayer time. But I heard him say, I can turn 5 hours of labor into 1 hour. I can make your day more effective than you've ever known if you obtain the manna. If you don't obtain it, you operate by the old system. If you do obtain it, you operate by kingdom. It's an operation of the kingdom that God has apportioned for you, that you have to ask him for it. You have to receive it freely. What's going to help you? One of the things about the kingdom I'm finding a huge way is we don't know how to receive. We know how to pray. We know how to give. We know how to do. We know how to serve. We know how to go. Learning how to be, but we don't know how to receive. Because a lot of our prayers is we pray, 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 and we walk out the door. I want you to get into a habit of praying, and then as soon as you pray, receive. Pray, receive. How do I receive? Move into the lily's grace. All the lily does is receive. It exerts no toil whatsoever. It doesn't move from its position, ever. It does not spin. and its livelihood and its capacity to bloom is 100% based on its ability to receive the water, the sun, and the nutrients of the earth. That's it. When we receive the grace of God, you got to get the receiving scriptures down. You should have three receiving scriptures that you can go to right now. If you don't have receiving scriptures, you're not going to be able to receive. You want me to give them to you? He that spared not his only son, how shall he not, by way of him, freely, give me all things. That's Romans 8. It is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. They, me, myself, and I. That's the they. That's me, myself, and I. That's they. Amen. Me, myself, and I that receives. Say receives. You got to receive. The abundance of his grace will reign in this life. It's free gift. Say it's free. Our God is the sun and the shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. That's four. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above the Father of lights. Father, you daily load me today. So when you ask, Father, give me this day my daily manna that you prepared for me this day. When you ask for the manna, then receive the manna. It's not something you got to spend an hour on. Just learn to ask, learn to receive. And you get the manna flowing. Amen. May not flow the first day you pray for it. It might. When the manna starts flowing, things can start happening. Amen. Every component of the Lord's Prayer is there for a very specific purpose. Now, you have Proverbs chapter 9. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, if you would spend as much time receiving as you do praying, prayer, part of prayer is receiving. If you'll take the time that you're spending with God and add receiving time, you'll start seeing things happen. Amen. Why pray if you're not going to receive? It says, when you stand praying, here's another one, believe that you receive. Everyone say, I receive. Sometimes the difference between you and somebody else is they're just receiving. It's not because they're any better. They just know how to receive. Some of you, ooh, I just heard that in the spirit, yep. Some of you think you got to be good enough. If I'll get this right, then God will. You're going to be spending the rest of your life being good enough. You're going to get so pristine, Mary Poppins pristine. I mean, you're going to be so squeaky clean. But you still won't be able to receive. You know how many religious people in the church that are squeaky clean? They got the letter of the law down. They got the letter down, but they can't receive anything. They're squeaky. Because everything about them is do right. Mr. and Mrs. Do Right. Your capacity to receive of his grace, it's a free gift. It's given out of his love. And you learn to receive from the Father. If you learn to receive daily manna, it's going to change your life. Now watch this picture of daily manna. It's very powerful. Proverbs 9. Wisdom, say wisdom. Proverbs 9 verse 1. Go to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8 If you really know something very powerful, if you go to Proverbs 7, Proverbs 8, and Proverbs 9, if you find out what's in 7, 8, and 9, Proverbs 7 is the proverbial woman of this world system. Proverbs 8 is the woman of wisdom. They're competing for your affection. Proverbs 7, she'll take it from you. Proverbs 8, she'll wait for it. That's what Proverbs 8 comes in and says, I know what the harlot's going to offer you, but here's what I'll offer you. Now, do I want to get that deep? I don't know. No, I don't. Okay, Proverbs 8, verse 34. Blessed, say blessed. Blessed is the man that heareth me. This is wisdom talking. She talks in first person a lot in the book of Proverbs. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily. Say, what? Watching daily. Blessed is the man watching daily. What's she watching for? Might be something coming down the pipe. Daily in my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and you shall obtain favor of the Lord. Woo! Now, with that, go to chapter 9. This is what you're watching for. Wisdom has builded her house and hewn out her seven pillars. We have a whole confession book on the seven pillars. Those seven pillars are found in James chapter 3. Wisdom from above is righteous, pure. It's righteousness, peace, gentleness. All these are the seven prongs of pillars that govern the mind of Christ. Righteousness, peace, gentleness, humility, mercy, equality, and truth. That governs the mind of Christ. You can put that crown on any day. You can take yours off and put his on. You can do that any day you want. Amen. So he that buildeth her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars. She's killed her beast. Now, you have to understand what she's talking about there. Killed her beast. That doesn't sound very good, but actually, that's when you understand what I'm talking about, that's pretty cool. She's killed her beast. She's mingled her wine. She's furnished her table. She sent forth her maiden. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Now, you got to understand where wisdom's building her house. She's not building here. She's not building in second heaven. She builds in the highest place. I'll show you in a minute, Lord willing, the harlot builds in the high places. She calls too. But she's killed her beast. What's that mean? You ever seen the lavish banquet tables where they have the roasted pig out there right on the table? You know, and they got it garnished all around, you know. She's killed her beast. Or they've got it on a rotisserie and they've got it all garnished. And the whole table from that wall to that wall is filled. That's what she's talking about. It's a banquet table. She's mingled her wine. She's got the best wine. She has the best table. She's preparing this table every day. And on this table is everything you're going to need for that day. Do you know that God will prepare your table for you? Even if you haven't visited that table in 5 years, he'll still prepare it for you. He has everything prepared for your day. And it's called daily manna. Amen? Now, if you go in and partake of that table, you're going to come out with something. Yesterday, I found out what something we're going to come out with. There's some pretty spectacular stuff up there. But he prepares his table, and there might be somebody you need to meet tomorrow. You might have to be in a certain place at a certain time, but you get the certain grace on you, you're going to be there. You're going to have the word of the Lord for that situation. When you encounter a situation, you might encounter trouble, you'll have the word of the Lord. Man, I have found out when I get really clothed up in the grace of God and love of God, I go out in the day, it doesn't matter what happens to me, it bounces right off of me. I mean, it just bounces off. I don't miss very many days. A couple that sometimes I'll miss a day and something happens. It's amazing how quick it can penetrate. But it's also amazing to me, the shield of God. It doesn't matter if we're ministering to 50 people or to 50,000. I would rather have the shield of God on me. I mean, what use is you going to spend your life out there and be destroyed along the way? I'd rather be shielded, amen? Living in the grace of God, living in the glory, living in the peace, the joy, the love. He prepares a table for us. Blessed is the man watching, waiting. Isn't that glorious? She builds in the highest places. Okay, Proverbs 9, watch this. You'll need your Bible for this. It's kind of neat. Okay. Look at verse 3, Proverbs 9 and 3. She, wisdom, has sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, look, she's extending the invitation to you. Come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine that I've mingled. Come to my banquet table. Everyone say, come. Isn't that word right there, come, that separates everything. God say, come to me, and we're saying, God, come to us. God said, come to me. No, come to me. He's going to win that battle. Amen. Now, this foolish woman, look at verse 13. This is the Proverbs 7 harlot. You know how to meditate Proverbs 7, 8, and 9. It's all one big image. It says, the foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple. She knoweth nothing. Watch her. She sitteth at the door of her house. She's got a house too. On a seat in the high places. Say high places. That's second heaven, atmospheric, prince of the power of the air, all that. She calls passengers who go right on their ways. Notice she's extending the same invitation. She said, who's so simple? Let him turn in hither. Wisdom's offering you wisdom. She wants to rob you of everything. The harlot, whoso let it turn in. As for him that wanted understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Come to my system and eat of the stolen, drink of the stolen waters and eat of the secret bread. Wisdom saying, come to my table. And the harlot saying, come to my table. And wisdom saying, come to my table. And when you wake up, you've got everybody shouting, say, come and eat. Who wins that battle? Who wins that battle? Because they're both calling you to their table. When wisdom's, we go to her table, there's manna there. Say, Father, give me this day my daily manna. I've got manna. Remember the children of Israel, God put that manna down there? If they didn't go gather it, it would rot. It's just enough for that day. But it's exactly what you need for that day. Amen? Give us this day our daily bread. Grant the manna, Father of your strength, the manna of favor. Grant the manna of discernment. Grant the manna, Father, of provision. How about that one? Provision. Father, position me for provision. Position me for increase. Position me for multiplication. I drink the wine. I partake of the revelation. I partake of the wisdom. I partake of the grace.